Giuseppe Maria Crespi was born and died in Bologna, 1665-1747, and he painted for the most important patrons of his time. He produced an incredibly eclectic collection of artworks depicting all subjects from still life to portraits. However, he devoted a lot of time to exploring different types of history painting. In this painting, Crespi adopts a naturalist approach, making bold use of chiaroscuro. He does not light up the figures, leaving the background totally dark, so that they almost appear to be outside of the painting. The tight framing around the subjects evokes the innovative approach of Caravaggio. Unlike the latter, Crespi sculpts the material by making liberal use of the impasto technique in sweeping brushstrokes that enhance the physicality of the subjects. The extraordinary materiality of his style is amplified by the use of coarse-grained canvas. Using a limited color palette, ranging from brown to white via a series of copper shades, Crespi depicts two ancient philosophers who were not alive at the same time. However, the artist chooses to bring them together in the same painting. Democritus, on the left, laughs at the woes of the world, while Heraclitus, on the right, is despairing of those same woes. While Democritus gesticulates and argues his case, Heraclitus withdraws wearily from the world. Crespi opposes two universal approaches to life, flirting with caricature. He depicts the usual unyielding dialogue, offering a darkly humorous take on a traditionally serious topic.